Reflection 2020 by Vicky West. Vicky West is a descendant of the Tjurulawe people of northeastern Tasmania. She was first introduced to the tradition of Tasmanian Aboriginal basket weaving and working with kelp through a cultural workshop in the early 1990s. Since that time, West has become the premier Australian practitioner of kelp. She creates sculptural installations that reflect the impact of British invasion, oppressive government policies, and the denial of native title on Tasmanian Aboriginal people. Reflection 2020 is a group of 9 sculptures made of bull kelp that honour the 9 traditional pre-invasion nations of Tasmania and are the artist's contemporary reinterpretation of traditional vessels. The kelp material is gathered from the shores where it is washed up. It's gently moulded into shape, then dried and stitched to form vessels that are adorned with echidna quills and kelp stems. While being modelled into shape, it has the consistency of leather, but once it dries, it shrinks and sets hard like porcelain. 6 of the 9 kelp sculptures take the form of stiff tubes standing upright, each between 46 and 52 centimetres tall. Each tube is formed of 2 flat sheets that have been bent into a semicircle and roughly stitched together, resulting in 2 seams that span the height of each. 3 of these tubes have adornments around their base, made from dried, unprocessed fronds of kelp gathered in a ring to suggest necklaces worn by Tasmanian women. The dried fronds form a loose tangle, the centre part golden brown, darkening to chestnut brown or grey at the edges. These contemporary vessels are works of art that express the artist's Tjurulawe identity. The other 3 sculptures are squat, compact vessels for carrying water, made of an oval of kelp material that has been pleated onto tea tree sticks to form a roughly rectangular mouth. Dried and woven river reed forms cords attached to the sticks to act as carrying handles. These vessels are arranged in 6 wall cases that distinguish their sculptural qualities and irregular dimensions. In these works, West uses her wealth of acquired knowledge to reflect the traditional material and customary practices of her ancestral family in northeastern Tasmania, the Tjurulawe people. West creates her sculptures with the intention that they speak to old and new perceptions of the cultural devastation caused by British invasion upon the original inhabitants of Lutruwita, or Tasmania as it's now known. She breathes new life into the humblest of customary organic materials and honours the cultural knowledge of women in her community. Her works explore and celebrate cultural survival in the face of continuing colonial myths of her people's extinction by asserting that we are still here.